This is Julie.
Hey, calendar, what's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry, I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at Schwann's.com.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist to billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement: change lives. And look, I'm going to jump right into it. We have a very special guest. I'm super proud. Chris, I don't even know if you know this, but instead of reading your regular bio, I'm going to tell the story behind the story of actually how I connected with you through Entree Leadership. It was about 5 years ago. And since we're streaming on Facebook Live, I'll hold this up for everyone to see. If I don't know how well you can see that, Chris, but that's Dave Ramsey and I. That's you speaking up there on stage at Entree Leadership. And I went there as a business owner. I've owned my company for about 10 years now. And at that time, we had about 8 team members. We serve individuals with special needs. I started hearing you on the podcast, which is what got me into podcasting. That got me to go to your guys' live event. That's the biggest investment I had ever made in something like that before. Completely outside of the box for me, out of my comfort zone. And it literally transformed every part of my life. It was at that event when I started connecting with so many other like-minded people like you, other leaders, other owners, that made me inspired to say, wow, I actually want to start a podcast. I want to start speaking. I want to elevate my company. And I spent some one-on-one time with you there too, Chris. And I just, so personally for me, this is very special. So first of all, I just want to say thank you for everything that you're doing, because that has, my whole team knows all about you here. We now have almost 20 people on our team. Our company's about doubled in size.
Wow.
Wrote a book, best-selling book since then. And like, and I'm not saying this to, but this sounds like I'm doing a Mark Menard introduction instead of a Chris Hogan, but I'm really saying this is the ripple effect of what you guys have done for me. Now we're doing live events and I'm speaking, and you guys' good man, Dan Miller from 48 Days to the Work You Love, wrote the foreword to my book, all a ripple effect through the importance of connecting and going out of your comfort zone to events like Entree Leadership and stuff. And I have one other picture I have to show you and everyone here live. This is with my program director. She was just at the Master Series, Danielle, gotcha, with you and Dave, yes, Ramsey.
Very cool.
And to send someone back and make that investment for a team member of mine to go back speaks so highly of everything that you're doing. And so for all of our listeners here, you know, I just also want to let everyone know, Chris, your book that just recently came out, Retire Inspired, it's not an age, it's a financial number. Congratulations on that. And I could go on for about 10 more minutes on everything else you're doing through speaking, through Entree Leadership. But I just want to dive right into it, you know, and I wanted to personally let everyone know how we connected. I've done 154 episodes, and this one's very special to me. And I love connecting with like-minded people like you that have really fought in the trenches of leadership. So first of all, how are you doing today, Chris?
Oh, I'm fantastic, Mark. And I thank you, my friend, for having me on. But more importantly, I think I'm proud of you. When you start to recognize and understand that growth is available, there's a couple of things that you can do. You can have that as head knowledge, or you can start to set up a game plan and take action. And that's one of the things that you've done. And I love that, because when we start to get out of our own way, we can start to make progress.
That's right. That's right. That key word right there, action. I've heard you say it a lot. Walt Disney says it. I say action kills fear. Stop planning, start doing. But it's true. We can come, we can read books, amazing books like yours. We can go to great events. But the truth is, for all the knowledge you get, you have to apply it times two. And that's kind of what I want to talk to you about first is kind of really even getting into the mindset of some of the challenges even that you face, Chris. Like, what would you say is one of the greatest fear or adversity that's really challenged you to go outside of your comfort zone? And how did you overcome that?
Well, I think, you know, you can think, I can think of several instances, but I'll give you one business and then one personal. On the business side, I think any kind of thing that pushes you out of your norm is whenever you're having to deal with underperformance, whether it's the company's not performing well, you have individuals not performing well, what are you going to do? And I think, you know, most people, most leaders want to just hope everything's going to turn out. But for me, it was one of those, I learned the hard way that you have to address those things as a leader, but not just come and identify the problem, but also make sure as you identify problems that you also are bringing up some solutions, that it's a two-way conversation with the person you're working with, because you have that person's best interest at heart. You want them to be successful. And so having that open and honest dialogue, while it can be uncomfortable, while it can be challenging, it's the best thing you can do for the individual, but also for yourself as a leader and ultimately for your business. On the personal side of things, you know, one of the greatest challenges I had was obviously finding out that my youngest son was a special needs boy. Finding out all of the health issues that he was going to have to walk through and what life was going to look like for him. And so as a parent, you hear these things and you realize you have to acknowledge some of your greatest fears. You know, how long will my son live? You know, what can we do for him? Are we going to be able to do what's necessary? And so when you hit those things and you start to identify and understand your own limitations, that's where we really put pride down and you start to reach out and talk to people that can give you information, people that can support you as you walk through that journey.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that, Chris. And that you said put that pride down. That's so key. You know, they say humility comes before honor. And that's what my company does. We serve individuals with special needs, but it's after the age of high school, because that's, I realized after high school here in Ohio, there was no options other than these horrible, like, institutionalized settings.
Right.
So, I mean, I had to battle up against the governor at the time at age 26. There were so many politics involved, but flash forward now, you know, and just being really inspired through meeting with so many families like you and a lot of the challenges and adversity they face, and they wanted options, you know?
Yes.
They wanted to know as their kids grew up that they can do different things and not be in this horrible institution with fluorescent lights and just have no choices. So we created like a campus that's on the like a beautiful 2.5 acres, and we just do so many awesome things. But it was kind of born out of the adversity, and it took kind of, and it's an honor to connect with so many families. And really the way I look at it is the individuals we serve, people say have special needs, but I think we're the ones that are challenged a lot of the time. And I'm inspired. A lot of our individuals are so happy in so many different ways, and they make me smile. So I see
Yes.
God's light through most of our clients that we serve, is the way I look at it.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And there's a couple of things you said there. You know, understanding and having options is something that everyone needs. If you don't have options, Mark, you feel trapped. And when you feel trapped, you feel limited. And I think it's so important for your listeners out there that regardless of where they are right now, that you pull back and start to understand where you are right now, but also understand you have some options as well. You have options to grow. You have options to be able to connect deeper or to gain skill sets to allow you to progress in your career. Those things are massive. But I can tell you, having worked financially with people or in businesses, you know, there are people out there that were all differently abled. We all have things that we can bring to the table that we can use to serve clients or to serve our businesses and our communities very well. And I think it's a matter of tapping into that skill set and truly embracing what it is you're supposed to be doing with your life.
That's the truth, tapping into it, you know, because we're wired. We do the personality disc test through here at Dreamshine now too, but I'm super high D, like a lot of us, I think, kind of a lot of the go-getters are. But in some ways that's great, but in the school settings and stuff, just kind of backsliding, the educational system always made me feel like there was something wrong with me because I didn't do it their way. So I remember growing up thinking I was like stupid and I wasn't, and it's a whole other story of trouble it led me into. But finally, as I kind of started taking the adventure on my own and realizing, wow, I'm really passionate and I can do a lot of things other people can't, I'm able to kind of like see the whole puzzle instead of getting stuck into like how each OCDing on each little piece or something that they would make you memorize in school, or dates and timelines and multiple choice tests used to.
Right.
I would be the one arguing with a professor like, well, it could have been any one of these because the questions, you're not asking the right question. But that's a whole other tangent I could go off on. but being that, Chris, so that's kind of what I wanted to segue into is, how did you really start? You went from the banks. You did so much there working with finances. Where did you start breaking into speaking and getting involved with like Dave Ramsey's Entree Leadership is one of his head talent speaking speakers? Because I know that's not easy to get into. And some people would think of a banker as kind of like someone that's more quiet and reserved and crunching numbers all day. But that's not how you are, right?
No, not at all. And I can say, you know, the banking experience gave me an opportunity to obviously understand the industry and understand numbers on a whole other level. But I had always been doing training programs, even if it was with a team of two, or as it grew to 10 to 20 and more. So being in front of people, I think of myself not just as a speaker, but I'm an educator. And so walking people through and guiding them, teaching new content, teaching strategies and tactics, it was something I was used to. And so having an opportunity to connect and get to know Dave on a deeper level and truly learn what it was he was doing here at Ramsey Solutions, it was a great opportunity for me to connect with him and truly come aboard and, again, educate on a larger scale in group settings or doing trainings or even joining him on stage doing the Entree Leadership. And so for me, I still, even if I'm on a stage and there are 10 or 15,000 people there, I just look at it that I'm having a big conversation with a lot of people. But the heart behind it is still the educational component, but also to inspire them to go and connect and impact the people that are in their circle or their business.
That's right. You know, I always tell people, Chris, it's a good point that you make. When people are getting scared and they're going after their dreams, I say, you know, you're responsible to be the best you. And what would happen if you gave up? Like, say you allowed fear to stop you from when Dave Ramsey started talking to you about joining this and you're like, oh, no, I'm good here and in my comfort zone. You know, we wouldn't be talking right now. And everything, the ripple effect of how much you've helped us grow and the leadership develop on my team and all their families, that's just one little small example of, had you not continued to go after your dream, you know, the other people whose lives are changed as a result of that don't get changed.
No, you're right. I mean, and I think it's one of those, you know, I see it that I share information with people because I want them to have hope for whatever it is they're doing in their personal lives or in their business. And so sharing information, for me, it's a matter of the person that hears it going to apply it. You know, they're the hero in their story because they're applying that information. You know, they did something with it. And so I'm excited. I love what I do. I'm very passionate. I care about it because I care about people. You know, one of my core values for myself personally is that people matter. And because people matter, what I want to do is to do what I can to help to serve as many as possible.
That's right. And you're absolutely doing it. And something else, you talk about so many different things, Chris, but I can relate to you because I have five kids myself, and we have a lot of listeners that are, they're doing a lot of things. They have kids, they have spouses, they're starting their own companies, they're in leadership, and people talk about this whole, you know, Zig Ziglar had the whole wheel and perfect balance, which is great. I love him. But as we know, there's no such thing as that perfect balance. It's kind of like continuing to manage the tension accordingly in each area, and it's a lifelong journey. But yes, you mentioned something really cool in one of your articles, and I wanted you to share that and kind of ask about, you talk about how do you build a legacy with your kids?
Yeah, well, I, you know, for me, it's one of those, I am a very busy human being. I mean, I travel a lot. I have seasons where I'm, you know, traveling 8 to 10 times a month. But one of the things I think that are essential to building a legacy is spending time. Time is one of the most precious resources that we have. And for me, growing up, my grandparents spent a lot of time with this little country boy. We played games, we had conversations, we connected on a very, very deep level. And when you spend time, you can start to build trust. And when you build trust, now what you have is an opportunity to be open with your questions, your communication, your inquiries, your desires, your goals. And it just starts to build this incredible foundation for opportunity. And so with my boys, I have three, they're 12, 11, and 10. So very, very close together. They are all wired totally different. But for me as a father, I'm trying to be the best father I can be. And that's a constant progression.
That's right.
You never arrive. So having that mindset of when you make a mistake, guess what? I tell my boys, guys, I messed up. You know, I didn't handle that well or whatever. And then I ask them, I said, hey, will you forgive me? You know, nice. That asking them to forgive what I'm doing is a setting them up on to understand we make choices. We can hold grudges or we hold an opportunity to allow people to try to improve. And so spending time with my boys is one of the best things I can do as a father to keep those lines of communication open, but to also let them know that their father loves them very, very much.
I like how you mentioned, see, a lot of people forget that the accountability of leadership takes place the same way at home too. So yes. It's like, if you make a mistake, like you guys all say, it doesn't, who cares if you're the owner? That's fantastic. It's still on you. If you mess up, man up, woman up, go up and say, I'm sorry. And because you mean it, because some people will be like, well, as the owner, I should never, that shows weakness. And as we know, it's the complete opposite that actually builds more unity. But a lot of times we forget that with our kids because we think, you know, and now one of my oldest sons getting into the teenage years, and we go back and forth. I'm still new levels,
yes.
New challenges. But there's times where I find myself, he'll get me arguing, and he knows how to push the right buttons that a lot of people don't. I guess him and my wife. And I'll lose my temper sometimes, and then I'll be festering about it. I'll be thinking, why am I letting him get to me? And then a part of me is like, you know what? I need to tell him I'm sorry and to forgive me. And then there's that other part that's like, no, if you're doing that, you're letting him know that he wins and stuff. And that's not the way it works, right?
No, it's not. And that's the human side. We're going to make mistakes. I just think, just like in leadership at home or in the workplace, when you make a mistake, just own it, you know, and then start to, because when you own the mistake, I think you pave the way for new beginnings, for growth to occur. But Mark, one of the things I wanted to let your listeners know, you know, everybody out there is struggling to try to find balance. And to me, it's like a unicorn. It's not one of those things that really exists. You hear about it, but you don't really see it, right?
That's right.
I think the key for me, as much as I travel and I'm doing a lot of different things, one of the rules that I've put in place for myself, that I started this about 8 years ago, is that I want to be 100% present. And what I mean by that is when I'm at home, I'm at home. When I'm working, I'm at work. And my attention is 100% on what it is that I'm doing. And so when I get home, I know that I've done all I can do with work for that day, or all that I'm going to do that day. And as the garage door goes up, now I'm no longer author, speaker, leadership person. I'm simply dad and husband. And so my job is to make sure I'm 100% present and I don't get caught up in the quantity of time, but I stay absolutely focused on the quality of time that I spend with my family.
And that's a lifelong journey too of a right. I know that's definitely what set in stone, but you, are there times that you ever still struggle with it and have to kind of get yanked back into reality?
Well, yeah. Hey, listen, my friend, I am human. So I said it is a goal of mine to be 100% present. But one of the things I do is I try to create an environment to allow me to be successful. And here's what I mean. As the garage door is going up, I'm typically turning off my cell phone. Nice. And I will turn it off for at least a couple hours after I get home, just so I'm not tempted to look at it. So, you know, I can be there. Or I will leave it on, but I will put it in my office at home. You know, it's not with me in my hand, in my pocket, because, it sends a message if you're trying to have a conversation with your kid or your spouse and the phone's in your hand and you're looking at it and you're not looking at them when you talk to them. And so those kinds of environment. Now, at the same time, when I'm at work, if I'm recording my podcast or I'm working on an article or whatever, my phone is on silent.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at this and I'm there. I'm 100% in the moment. And so I would encourage your listeners out there to not strive for perfection because it doesn't exist, but strive for improvement.
That's right.
One step forward is called progress.
That's right.
And so create an environment for yourself that allows you and your team to be successful.
And I like what you said about, hey, you have to be accountable to make your own boundaries. Like you said, Chris, if you're struggling with your phone, you just will literally put it in your office or shut it off. Cause maybe, you know, if it's too close to you, you'll be too, I know for me, I'll sometimes pop it in airplane mode.
That's smart.
Whatever it takes.
Yes. And I had another friend that actually did that because he said the dinging of the phone with an email popping in or whatever, it distracted him. And so he literally will put it in airplane mode when he's working on something. And then when he gets done, he switches it off and he'll check it. I've got another gentleman that I coached and I told him, I said, give yourself, check your phone, you know, every hour. Like go 60 minutes without looking at it, right? And I said, it will allow you to get so much more done while you're at work that you won't feel stressed about what you didn't get done and you won't have to bring a lot of work home with you. And so I just told him to try. You know, I told him, I said, think like a scientist, experiment with some things. And literally it's something he's used for the last 4 years and it's really helped him.
That's awesome. And a lot of our, and that's kind of my segue now into your book because a lot of our listeners too, they're entrepreneurs, they're now breaking into speaking, having books, a lot of people wanting to start their own podcasts and stuff too. And to be honest, Chris, you know, with the launch of your book and everything, I know when mine came out, that's when I started having, I got way more involved in social media and stuff because I knew, well, no one knows who Mark Menard is, so I need to really get. So I was intentional that I was going to spend like a year just really, really grinding on everything on Twitter, Facebook and all that. But then I realized I kind of had to start pulling back because I was like getting on Amazon every 20 minutes and checking the ranking. And all the, you know, aspiring authors and stuff first of all, let's just let everyone know kind of the story behind the story of why you wrote your book, Retire Inspired.
Well, I think, you know, having been a banker and then starting with Dave, being a financial coach to pro athletes, entertainers, and musicians, for me, having a plan is necessary. Working a plan is crucial to anybody that desires to win. And so having worked with people and sitting, I started to see this trend of people that weren't prepared for the next phase of life. So many people were living in the day and for the day and not planning for tomorrow. And so it really caused me to start to really look at things a little bit differently to make sure that I was planting seeds and making sure people were aware. But it really got real for me when I started to, you know, connected with this gentleman. He was 41 years old and he was retired. And it just blew my mind that how could you be retired at 41, right? You had all his hair, all his teeth, you know, I mean, what's going on? And then it hit me. This guy had been very intentional with his investing, very intentional by getting out of debt and avoiding debt. And so what he had done was set himself up to start to do more of what he wanted to do, not more of what he had to do. And so those things started to all kind of spin together. And I thought, we've got an epidemic going on in the United States right now where we've got people that are going to rely 100% on Social Security, and that's not going to provide them much. Mm-mm. And so throughout that process, I wanted people to start to wake up and kind of shake up what they're doing and look at what's at stake. And so, no, age 65 doesn't mean you get to retire. Age 65 means you've hit age 65. Your opportunity to retire is based on how much money you put away and the quality of life you want to live.
Mm. And you're writing it also from the, because sometimes our personalities, I know me, if people get way too much into numbers and stuff, it can kind of start sounding like the Charlie Brown cartoons.
Yeah.
But the way you talk about it in your book and everything, I really like how you dive into it and you share. It's like you're sharing stories like that, but then you're really breaking it down into real talk. So you're not writing it just from like a CPA's perspective that if everyone doesn't understand P&L charts and all that fun stuff, you're just being real. You're like, look, and I saw a talk you did about millennials too, that I'll have to, that I think that was on your guys' Entree Leadership. They'll have to listen to that show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really powerful. But what I like is, in earlier we were talking about the importance of options. I like how you don't just say only do this or only do that. You kind of talk about the importance of setting up those different things and creating different options, you know? And
yes.
And what would you say some of, like, just for everyone listening, some of the best options are? I know one thing we started a while back was we switched from a 401k to a simple IRA just based on the size of my company. Mm-hmm. I learned that I was able to actually match a higher percentage and the admin fees were less, but that's because I have 20 or so team members. So it's different for everyone. Then we have solopreneurs out there, you know, there's such a variety. So what, and then you talk about a combination of how people spend, how people save. What would you say? Of course, everyone needs to get out and read your book to really get empowered and get this message. But what would you say, like, some key points are for someone that is like clueless right now listening to this? Like, wow, I didn't even know there was an epidemic with retirement.
Yeah.
You know, like, where do they start?
Right. Well, I would say the first thing is just to understand and tap into your dreams. One of the first things I talk about in the book is have a dream meeting with your spouse if you're married, or if you're single or newly single, to have a dream meeting with an accountability partner. This is somebody that loves you and wants you to be successful. But tap into the things that you would want to do if money weren't an issue. Do you want to travel? Do you want to do mission trips? Do you want to start another business? Spend time with family? Take a vacation? Hang out at the lake? What are the things you'd want to do? And as I've talked to people and they tap into that, they realize it's not just doing one or two things. They want to do multiple things. And so I start people there, because tapping into your dream is essential to why you will be willing to follow a plan. And so the plan is starting to unfold, to kind of lay out for people the steps you need to take to begin to move in that direction. I think any kind of motivation or any kind of instruction without motivation is just information. But when you give people information and it's motivating and it taps into their dreams, I think that's where it has an opportunity to become wisdom. And so for people that are out there, whether you are an individual, you're a business owner, one of the best things you could do is plug in, start to see this. Go to my website, chrishogan360.com. There are multiple articles on there. There are some tools where you can start to plug in a few numbers and find out how much you're going to need for retirement. There's a free tool on there called the RIQ. It's the Retire Inspired Quotient. A great free tool. But above all of that, Mark, there's also an opportunity for people to get connected with people that can help them. I'm a firm believer that you can't get anywhere alone. No one that has achieved success achieved it by themselves. They had some people supporting them or teaching them or guiding them. And so one of the things I put on my website was a dream team button. This is an opportunity to click on that and get connected with a SmartVestor Pro. These are people that I know are going to help you invest the right way. Or if you're a business owner, to understand the differences between the options that you have to save for yourself, but also your team.
That's right. See, a lot of people don't think about that. I mean, the best coaches have coaches.
Yes.
And for me, as a business owner, I actually, someone personally who I connected with through Dave Ramsey and through, Dan Miller. That's sad. I'm drawing a blank on the guy that wrote the foreword for my book. But they connected me with a financial coach at a whole other level, because what I realized was I had a lot of the stuff down to my budget at my house. But it was at the, when I attended Entree Leadership, when you guys were talking about and Dave Ramsey was talking about when he really first started his company, his wife kind of called him out and was like, you know, you're doing great. We've done everything here at home. We've built it up, but every month you're struggling to get payroll. You're not applying that to your company, what you're doing at your home. A lot of business owners forget that. And so for me, I got a financial coach that really helped. They worked, and people think, oh, well, don't, if you have a CPA or something, can't they be your coach? Well, a lot of times CPAs, you know, are looking like in the rearview mirror. They're not always forecasting through the windshield. And my financial coach was really able to be almost like the mediator between the CPA and myself. And even now I totally, like, I used to look at like P&L statements and stuff, and I would start like having a little panic attack because I just, that's not the way that I'm wired.
Right.
And they helped after like a year of working with them over time. And really learning different ways to even set my own boundaries to create savings for business and stuff, it literally started changing the game. And I love how you mention your dream team. And when you meet with your family and stuff, people think of like budget meetings as it has to be this boring type thing. It's not always like that. You're also talking about what are your dreams?
That's right.
You know, and how, and your book and everything else is like, how can we create a life that gets us there versus just having wishes. And another amazing point that you brought up too was when you start to apply that, like you hear the knowledge, when you start to apply it is when it transforms into wisdom.
Yes, I totally agree. Listen, it's important to dream. It's absolutely crucial to dream, but a dream without a plan is called a wish.
That's right.
And so as much as we want to dream, we've got to also move into that next realm of planning, just to make sure we start to put pieces in the right place. And remember, we started off our conversation talking about the danger of pride.
Yes.
We need to put pride aside to get help when you need help. And it was just like what you did, reaching out to a financial coach to help you and your CPA start to get more connected for the sake of the business, which means for the sake of the people that are on your team. And
absolutely.
So it is so important for us to reach out, get help, even if you're someone that you understand the investing world like I do. But I still have a couple of people that I use as coaches. They look over the investments. We talk about it. We talk about the goals. And so I know building my dream team, having the right insurance professional, the right investing professional with a SmartVestor Pro, the right real estate agent, all of these people around me mean they're also around my family as well. And so we're trying to create an environment to be successful all the way around.
Okay. Wow. And getting your family in the mix of it is so important. A lot of people leave that component out, you know, and I know obviously you don't have to discuss every single part of your P&L with your, you do it age appropriate, and you're not like
That's
sitting
right.
there with your 4-year-old and saying, now here's
right.
the whole budget sheet. But the sooner you start getting kids involved, because I mean, if we want to have some real talk, a lot of us, a lot of the millennials and stuff coming up don't really have a clue, especially not seeing physical money either these days. It's like swipe. I used to think in my earlier years that I didn't know what a mortgage was. I thought everyone owned a house and every house was always paid off. So when people were like, well, I'm struggling with this and that. And I always thought, well, you have a $400,000 house, so you basically have almost $500,000 in the bank. I didn't know that maybe they had three equity loans on that and a double mortgage and could actually be on. I didn't even comprehend that, honestly, Chris, till I started having to do it on my own and getting the bills. But what you're doing is you're starting to help empower people at an earlier age. And that's what this is all about. Like we're always wanting the next generation to be elevated versions of ourselves.
That's right.
I want my kid to be, and your kids and everyone else's to be beyond where I, to not what I learned at 20 for them to know at like 15, you know, and already be investing.
Yeah. Well, every parent, I talk to parents all around the country, parents and grandparents, and every parent and grandparent always wants better for their kids or their grandkids. And, you know, the only way that for the Hogan boys, for them to have better is for me to work smarter and to do better as a family unit, as we plan and as we lay out information. And so we do teach them, you know, age appropriate information on dealing with money. My friend, Rachel Cruz, you know, she wrote a book with her and Dave, Smart Money, Smart Kids.
Yeah.
And so it's truly, you know, looking at that and making sure kids understand how this money stuff works. And for parents, not only to improve their situation, but also to make sure they're educating these young people. And for me, you know, with the Retire Inspired movement, I want people living more of their dreams, not waking up to work more of a 12-hour shift on a job they don't love. Mm. And so if you're a millennial, a baby boomer, or traditionalist, I want you to understand you have an opportunity to get better. You've got an opportunity to take one step forward. And so you need the right information. You need a plan that works. And that's what I'm here to do. I want to help more people reach that goal.
And you also jump into how the game has, it's not just Social Security and pensions these days either. You mentioned now how there's multiple options. You can, if someone is on a team and they love the something that they're doing and they're like, they're really happy and maybe they have a 401k or something, but they still can do, there's still other options in this day and age that people can start to create other streams of revenue. And it's not even just real estate. I mean, there's so much. I have friends that have done so many different things or shows or blogs and things like that on social media that they're making, you know, maybe it's an extra $200, $400 a month or anything that they're able to start putting that towards their investment. But there's so many different options these days, you know?
There really are. There are a ton of options. So much so, one of my counterparts here, Christy Wright, she is launching a book called Business Boutique, where she's helping women start businesses and understand how to form those so they can bring in extra money to the household. And so, you know, the opportunity for us, we have more options and opportunities in front of us than we realize. I think it takes us being aware to have those dreams to really start to get us to think differently, to be willing to brainstorm and to look at these ideas of, hey, if we've got a lot of credit card debt, what are some things we can do to help us attack this debt faster? And maybe it is taking on a second job, or maybe it is ramping up your business to be more productive and serve more people. But either way, Mark, I totally feel that the only way we make changes is if we see something better for ourselves or our family. And that'll get us to have that mindset to be willing to try, but we have to just constantly push ourselves and drag ourselves to higher ground. No one's going to come in and save the day. What we have to do is become our own hero and work hard and stay focused.
Ooh, that's a good one right there. I mean, you can't do anything with a victim mindset is the new slavery, I say. And it's you are the hero you've been waiting for. Like Chris just said, that's 100% the truth. And Chris, some people out there now they're listening to this, and how do you help them? I had a couple of questions I also have from some live listeners I'm going to get to, but this kind of goes back to the whole leadership thing. It was a question I had for you too, but what do you really think it means to explain to them what it means to truly be a serving leader? And I kind of want to deter from that a little bit. We had sent that before, but we jumped into it, but I loved how you spoke about coaches, because I kind of want to get into that mindset quickly, if you don't mind. People think, okay, so say someone is struggling financially or something, but there's a great Entree Leadership seminar or a one-day event, or Chris, you're going to speak, or you got your dream team, you got your coaches, and they're like, well, I can't go invest $300 in this, you know, if I'm already struggling or blah, blah, blah. But that's where you kind of have to get into the difference between your needs and your wants. And so, because I've talked to a lot of people, and you can read 100 articles on LinkedIn, but honestly, what started changing me a lot is, like, as I attended the Entree Leadership Seminar and started truly getting around more like-minded people, they worked in all different fields. Like, I have a good friend I met through you guys that owns an oil company, but we're still like-minded. We're serving leaders, and we challenge each other to grow and hold each other accountable. And so, I mean, the ROI of that has been more than 10 times as much. But I mean, what would be the first thing you would say to someone that's really kind of stuck in that mindset of, oh, I can't afford to invest in any of that, you know?
Yeah. Well, I would say anytime you have someone that's at a point where, you know, they're not sure if they can, you know, invest the money to come to an event or a seminar, what I would say is just be aware that you have opportunities to get information in various forms. Whether it's online and free, whether it's you buying a smaller purchase like buying a book, whether you're meeting up with a mentor, I think information is readily available. But you mentioned, you know, how different it is to be around like-minded people at an Entree Leadership event, or to, you know, spend 2 or 3 days with people that are just as focused as you. And things can happen in that environment. It's encouraging. It can spark creativity. It can give you a new level of looking at things. And so I would say it depends on where you are. If financially you're not in a position to be able to do that, then get intentional and start to budget. And maybe you can catch a next one that's coming. You know, we live in this world of instant gratification, where if we can't have it now, we feel like we can never have it. And you mentioned something, Mark, that I really want to clarify. There's a massive difference between a want and a need.
Yes.
You know, and things that you need are food, transportation, clothing, right? I mean, housing. Those are things that we need. You know, wants are those things that are outside of those areas. So I'm just going with our basic needs. But then also being aware of, what am I going to save toward? You know, what am I going to start to put a few dollars back for, because I do want to attend this event, or I do want to buy that book? And I think that planning and that budgeting process will allow us to not only be able to do things that we want and or need to do, but it'll allow us to do it without having guilt.
Yes,
and so I just want to encourage people out there just to be aware, set the bar high, but start to be aware of the things that are going to allow you to grow you.
That's very sound wisdom, Chris. And another thing too, from that, when people are putting money aside, something that I learned actually from my financial coach was, I would realize that I set up a different account, but the way you can just get on your phone, I had a savings, but it was just a click of a button away to transfer it back into my account.
Right.
So there's always these little emergencies that come up that are really more wants than needs, honestly. And so then, even to break it down for people that have companies, a lot of the listeners are entrepreneurs as well. You still have your wants and your needs. And that's where my coach broke it down. You're like, okay, so always you have your, you know, payroll, of course. We never miss a payroll. You have your health, the benefits that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You have whatever if you have a rent or, you know, your shelter. And it's really make sure those needs are met first, always. And then continue to build up from there. And for me, I had to open up a totally different account that's on the other end of Columbus, Ohio. It takes me like 45 minutes to get there, and I don't have access to it on my phone. And I started putting a certain amount of money in there every other week, and I was magically able to save more than I ever had been able to. And I got so sick and tired of, because I was in the mentality, well, if I don't have credit in my personal life, it's okay to have it in my business life. And I had nights, Chris, where I wasn't sleeping. Like, I would have to have $20,000 just to meet payroll. And we would be doing the opposite of what you guys advise. You know, I was putting everything on the line to make sure my team was getting paid. And we work, you know, with different receivables and Medicaid, Medicare funding, and sometimes there's a month delay on all that. But like we were saying before, you can't have a victim mindset. And I couldn't fall into the mindset that the wrong people were saying, well, that's just normal. Like, you should always have credit, and that's just normal for a business owner. It doesn't have to be normal.
No.
And it took me, for my own boundary, literally putting that in an account that I couldn't access. So when those little irrelevant wants came up, I'm like, crap, I'm going to have to drive 45 minutes. I have to physically walk into the bank. It doesn't have a drive-through.
But see, I love what you did there by setting up that account that had that amount of distance away and it wasn't easily accessible. You created an environment for yourself that allowed you to save the money that you put in there. And so there are all different things like that. It involves thinking. And you said, you know, a coach suggested that to you. And so I'm one of those people. I always like to make sure that I'm staying current, relevant, that I'm talking to people that have some experience and not just some theories. I want to be around people that are doing things. And so that's the importance of having mentors,
yes.
Having coaches, you know, having the right kind of people on your team.
That's right. That's right. And as you mentioned before, Chris, you know, if people can't afford a live event, there is a special thing about connecting with people in person, but if you have to save up for a year, hey, you can listen to this. Elevating Beyond doesn't cost anything. Entree Leadership. I got hundreds of hours of free coach. It was listening to Entree Leadership for months, listening to you for months, that kept convincing me, okay, I'm going to go to this live event. But I didn't want to go bankrupt doing it too. So I remember I had to figure out my own ways to get through. There's always a way. Like, instead of hiring someone to stay in this huge deck we have around here that's like a 2-week job for me to do by myself, and I didn't have time for it, I said, I'm going to do it myself. And it's that money that we were going to use, I'm going to start putting that into the savings for the Entree Leadership. And I'm not, just everyone listening, I'm not getting like a kickback from Entree Leadership or anything for doing this.
I'm speaking
because I'm a testimony of how much you guys, how much Chris and everyone on the team there has done. And I remember when I first looked at that cost, I was like, wow, I mean, this seems really high, but I was budgeting. It was possible. I set up a payment plan even with you guys where I was paying X amount per month. And it started helping me to have a little skin in the game. So I was like, all right, well, now I've paid $400, you know? And it was a way, I didn't get the instant gratification. Like, I wanted to come yesterday.
Right.
And I had to wait, like, I think 7 months. But it's a game changer. And I'm just trying to get everyone listening that sometimes are pulled away from some of these events. Maybe they've had some bad experiences. I don't ever throw anyone's name out there, but maybe they've been to some that let them down. But I'm here to tell you, there's events like Entree Leadership. I mean, we're starting to do some that when people really care and they've been in the trenches like you have and Dave has and the team has, they're not speaking. You guys aren't speaking theories. And a lot of people think because I have a podcast, they don't know that I've owned a company for 10 years plus too.
Right.
And it makes a difference because
it does.
We've been bloodied and battled. You got the scars to prove it. I do. Your whole team does. And that's where you know what it's like to be, because people can kind of see you now at like a level 10, Chris, and think, well, he can't relate to us anymore.
Yeah.
But you remember, and you still go through battles. All for every new level, there's bigger battles to fight, right?
It really is. I mean, it's one of those, you know, one of the things I say, and especially with the Entree Leadership brand, is you never want to lead alone. Leading can be a lonely island, especially if you've got a lot of obligation, you've got a lot of responsibility. You can feel the weight of that. And so the opportunity to plug in and, like you said, get connected with other like-minded individuals, there are all kinds of options. You know, with Entree Leadership, we do, you know, the podcast. It's free. You know, you can go to EntreeLeadership.com, click on the podcast and listen to the interviews and lessons and things of that nature. So you have access to it. And then we have a one-day event where we're around the country and certain for one day people can come, and the ticket's under $100, where you have an opportunity to come in and, you know, get several hours of information. And then we do the Entree Leadership Master Series. Now that's the higher, that's the bigger dollar amount, but that's for a full week. And yeah. So that's where Dave and I spend time teaching and talking about things and giving people an opportunity to ask questions and meet with different people in our leadership team. So there's all kinds of information out there on various levels. I would just encourage your readers just to grow, you know, whether they come to one of our events or someone else's, just get with somebody that cares. You know, get plugged in with information that you know can help you change your business and just apply it. You know, have that mindset of just constantly applying it and growing yourself, because a leader that grows themselves has an opportunity to grow their team.
I was going to try to find a sentence of wisdom out of there, but you just dropped so many nuggets. Everyone listening is going to have to hit the little 30-second rewind and listen to that again. No, that's don't be sorry for that. That's amazing. Yeah. But what you keep going to, and I talk about it all the time, whether I have NFL players on here or entrepreneurs, it comes to the same thing, the application. Mm-hmm. Because like we live in a world now where there's more knowledge than ever, which is great, but also you can overdose on knowledge and just become more paralyzed because, again, like I was saying, people see where you are now, Chris, and they think, well, I want to retire inspired. I want to write a book. I want to be speaking, but I don't have everything Chris has. I'm not on Dave Ramsey's team. I'm not being paid to speak, you know, but you didn't start that. You start through action, one day, one step at a time, like Dave talks about too, the tortoise and the hare.
Yes. Yeah, it really is. It's a process. I mean, it's just like the baby steps that you know, we walk people through on the financial side. You know, you do step one and then you move to step two. So I would say to anyone out there listening that if they have a dream of wanting to achieve something, that to really figure out why you want to achieve it, what is it you want to do, and then what are you going to start to do to move you in that direction over the next course of the next week, the next month, and then the next year. What are you willing to do? And if you're serious about it, then you don't mind sacrificing. Sacrifice is necessary, whether you're giving up sleep, whether you're sacrificing time or resources, but make sure it's all for things that you're serious about and you're passionate about.
And there's seasons of sacrifice, you know. Some people you hear like the grind, and that's true. You do have to, but it shouldn't be forever. So, but you do have to. I mean, we all know what it's like. Like we said, we've been in the trenches. We've had to not sleep. I had to work two full-time jobs while I was starting my company, and my wife was working overnights. And you have to do what you have to do. But what you remind yourself is it's not going to be forever. It's a season. And you're continuing to work towards these different dreams and honestly serving more people.
And I mean,
that's why I'm so honored to have you on here. That's what you're doing. That's what everyone on your team's doing. So before we jump off here, Chris, I just also want everyone to know you threw your webpage out there. Of course, it'll be in the show notes. But where can everyone find your book? I know you're going to say wherever books can be found, but let them know your website.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you can connect with me, all things Hogan, through chrishogan360.com. Again, that's Chris Hogan, then the numbers 360.com. There's information on there about the book. There's information on there about my Retire Inspired podcast. Also events, as well as articles and blogs. So would love to connect with them. Would love to have your audience, you know, plug in. And I appreciate you taking the time to have me today.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. And that's something, sorry, I forgot to mention that. Jump on Chris's page, check out his Retired Inspired podcast. It's perfect supplement to go with a book. That's what's going to help people with, again, everyone listen to me, like you're getting free coaching through that.
So that's right.
You read Chris's book, Retire Inspired, you listen to the podcast, and that's going to dive a little deeper into the different areas and help you stay accountable. And also, in all honesty, Chris, it helps encourage people along the way too.
Yeah. Well, that's my goal. Yeah, that's my goal. I mean, I want to encourage people. I want to educate them, but I want them to start to really start to wake up and look at what it is they want to accomplish, and really feel like they can. And that's my purpose with the podcast, is to encourage and just keep pushing people to strive for progress.
That's right. Well, Chris, thank you so much. This has been more of an honor. I know our listeners are loving this. To me, this is very special. Again, from the bottom of my heart, everything you're doing, if you need to remember your why, like, you've literally transformed everything in my life and my company's life and my team's life and our leadership. That's why I'm up here now. So,
well, I appreciate that, my friend, and I'm honored, you know, and I'm proud of you that you took the information and you applied it for the sake of yourself, your family, but also your team. So, Mark, thank you for having me. I wish you continued success and look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much, Chris. Have an awesome day, my man.
Thank you, buddy. Take care.
You too.
Look, that was a powerful episode with my man, Chris Hogan. And I have some awesome takeaways. And look, this is another reason why all of you need to not give up on your dreams. Chris talks about, he doesn't just make the book about retirement boring. It's really about tapping into your dreams and how to really make those become a reality. And I can tell you guys, as you heard me talking, years after opening my company DreamShine, I was at that Entree Leadership event with Dave Ramsey, and Chris Hogan was the host of their podcast, Entree Leadership. It was one of the biggest, it still is, one of the biggest rated business podcasts across the world. And I remember I got so inspired, and I said, one day I'm going to be a guest on their podcast. I love speaking. One day I'm going to write a book. And what happened was, I got so inspired, I ended up starting my own podcast, which all of you are so awesome to be listening to, Elevating Beyond. And now I had my man, Chris Hogan, as a guest on Elevating Beyond. So look, whatever it takes, but continue to go after your dreams amazingly. And some takeaways from my man, Chris Hogan. First of all, check his book out, Retire Inspired. It's not an age, it's a financial number. Get it where books are sold. It's super awesome. Go to Chris's webpage. I'm going to have it in the show notes. ChrisHoganAt360.com. He has so many awesome blogs there. You got to check out everything he has going, his podcast, his write-ups on leadership, and some notes I took. I wrote these down. Yep, that's right. I wrote it down while we were talking. There were three main points Chris hit on in all areas of life to achieve those different levels of success. And it comes down to this, really, it does. And we talk about it a lot. Action, options, and accountability. I'm going to say it again because we talked about starting about fear. Action, options, and accountability. Action kills fear. You need to create options. And accountability is so important. Make sure you fire your flaky friends, as my man Michael Levine says. Get yourself around the right people. Read the right books. Listen to podcasts like this, like Entree Leadership. Join a mastermind. We have a phenomenal mastermind. Elevating Beyond Mastermind. Look, if anyone's interested, hit me up. Send me an email at mark@dreamshine.org. We're accepting new members. We have a pretty rigorous application process, and there's a monthly fee because we're very selective to only take 25 people in our mastermind because we're so much, we call it the EB Mastermind family. But everyone that's been a part of that has really 10x'd their life in every area, and we're really like a family. It's amazing. And if not ours, if our fee's too much or it's not a good fit, find someone or a group like that or something that can help hold you accountable. And like we said, coaches need coaches. You need to sometimes have some skin in the game. It's a game changer. And one of the last takeaways I have, I love it. Chris said, stop waiting on the hero. Stop having a victim mindset. Listen to me, everyone. The hero you've been waiting for, the miracle you've been waiting on, is you. So never settle, never give up, and keep elevating beyond.
This is Julie.
Hey, calendar, what's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry, I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at Schwann's.com.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.